This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two moose have been euthanized in Steamboat Springs within the last month. The first was a bull moose after a vehicle collision in late January on Aspenwood Lane. That's off Steamboat Boulevard. A second moose was involved in a vehicle collision on February 9th on Broad Street in Old Town Steamboat Springs. This was a moose cow with a calf. CPW says the calf is in good condition and is able to survive on its own. Steamboat Ski Resort had to shut down the gondola and Thunderhead Lodge for a while on Thursday because of a burst water pipe. It was because of the extreme cold temperatures Wednesday. The gondola started running again later in the afternoon with Thunderhead Lodge open for restroom access. Stranded motorists were taken back to their cars up on Highway 318 in Northwest Moffat County Thursday. They got stuck in some huge snow drifts on Wednesday. Moffat County Sheriff's officers had to help get them to safety. Highway 40 and 318 have been closed for a couple of days. Check CoTrip.org if headed in that direction. The Balloon Rodeo is coming back to Steamboat Springs this summer. It will be called the Yampa Valley Balloon Rodeo. It's July 29th through 30th. Karen Beauvais is spearheading the efforts.
It's a big deal because I was involved in putting on the very first balloon rodeo in Steamboat over 40 years ago. And I missed it desperately last year. Then when they didn't have one at all, it was like a void in Steamboat. We don't do this for the people that visit Steamboat necessarily. We do it for the whole community.
There will be 35 balloons. Karen Beauvais says they need some volunteers and they need sponsors for those balloons. Her contact information is on our website. Speaking of balloons, the Light Up the Night celebration is at the base of Steamboat Resort on Saturday night. It's from 5:30 to 6:30. You'll see some hot air balloons illuminate the Steamboat Square. Then there's the fireworks and a torchlight parade, and I hope to see you there. In Grand County, there's a meeting tonight to discuss the recent mountain lion activity. Local officers from Colorado Parks and Wildlife will be there. It's at 6:30 in Granby Town Hall. Everybody's invited. The Chasa State Wrestling Championships for boys and girls continue at Ball Arena in Denver. KRAI is there with live coverage of the local wrestlers. Listen to Cody May and Dean Vogelaar make the call on 92.7 and 102.3 KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens. First with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.